This is the Composer's Datebook for January 7th. I'm John Burge. The fairy tale opera, Sadko, by the Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, had its first performance in Moscow on today's date in 1898. This opera is still staged in Russia, but rarely anywhere else, even though some of its wonderful melodies have proven extremely popular. One of the arias had a tune so catchy that it was set to English words as Play That Song of India Again and became a best-selling Paul Whiteman recording in the 1920s. In the big band era, Rimsky-Korsakov's Song of India even made the American hit parade. The line between popular culture and classical music has often been blurred, and seldom so wickedly as in the works of the American composer Michael Dougherty. Take his Le Tombeau de Liberace, for example. Now, in classical music terminology, a tombeau is a memorial tribute to an eminent musician or composer. In this case, it's Vladziu Valentino Liberace, the flamboyant, rhinestone-encrusted pianist and showman who died in 1993. Many of Michael Dougherty's other concert pieces have also been inspired by pop icons, real and imaginary, ranging from Desi Arnaz to Superman. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.